Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work. So how do you think employees can use those motivators to better the company?
You know, Scott, we had a conversation.
It's one way.
What?
GSD. Probably beyond.
You might want to say what that is.
Oh, GSD is get shit done.
Exactly. So we actually had this conversation with a client this morning. Right.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And it was this, we talked about the fact that this organization has staff that has capacity. And the question that the CEO had was, so why don't they just go find crap that needs to be done and get it done? Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was like, she was like incredulous. Like if you have capacity, why wouldn't you go fill it? Right. And I do think that that's a really interesting question. And is it motivation that keeps people from filling it, or is it something else?
Yes.
Okay, smart Alec.
Well, so
don't just say yes.
If I am a person who needs a lot of external motivation, then yeah, I'm probably not going to speak up. That's just not my thing. I'm gonna do my job, but I'm gonna chunk it, and I may have the mindset to say, well, my job assignment is ABC. I've done ABC. I'm good.
That's all they've asked of me.
It's not Wednesday at noon. I have from today until Friday at 5 to hang out. Mm-hmm. And if an A or a B or a C comes to me, I'll do that.
From that standpoint, Scott, like, I agree with you. There is, an individual inside of an organization who thinks that way. What percentage? I mean, just guess. There's probably not data on this.
5 to 10.
Right? It's a small amount of people that say, hey, if you don't give it to me, I'm not going to do it, and I'll just be here. Okay. Yeah. And I do think that is, it's like, cool. You know, that's all I have to do, and that's all I want to do, and that's what they pay me for. And so I'm going to be satisfied with that. But then there's some others. Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Then I think I'm going to invent a new measure right now in this moment.
Oh, I love when you pull
it's
stuff
the,
out of
it's
here.
The external motivation scale. So if you think about it, there's a scale. So if I don't have a strong, right, or internal motivation scale, if I don't have the strong internal motivation driving me, there are going to be little things that prevent me from speaking up. No one around me is doing anymore. Why should I?
No one's asked me.
Why should I? So their internal motivation, that the level, right? If you think of like a battery indicator, it's low battery, right? Versus someone who has a high scale, they're going to say, I don't really care that they haven't asked me. I want to be more, do more, push the envelope. And I'm going to challenge that. And even if they're beat down, okay? I mean, I told the story again this morning. I'll tell it now. Why did I start my company? I started my company because I was bored out of my mind at work. I had capacity. So I figured I could go use that capacity and I could make some extra money. And my family and I could take vacations or do something fun or, you know, do some renovations on the house while I use some of my excess capacity.
And as an organization, when I hear that, if I had a staff member who said, I am bored out of my mind at work, and so I'm going to take this extra energy and effort that I have, and I am not going to offer it to the organization, okay? Or maybe I have offered it and the organization has said, no, thank you, right? And I'm going to use it someplace else. As an organization, I go, oh my gosh, I was just a terrible steward of the gift that was given to me. I let that's effort and energy that we could have tapped into and helped our organization grow. But instead of doing that, I just let it walk out the door. And when Scott tells the story and I think, wow, that company that didn't recognize that they had this racehorse that worked for him that was ready to win all of these races and crush stuff, they were like, hey, why don't you just go ahead and go on trail rides? Right? Just put the little kids on your back and, you know, just plod through the fields, right? When they could have had him win the Kentucky Derby. And I do think as an organization, we as leaders in this organization have to start looking at this and saying, people are not created equal. And when people hear that, they get all upset. They're like, wait a minute. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm not saying they shouldn't be treated with dignity and respect. What I mean is Isabel's speed and her capacity and Tammy's speed and her capacity and Scott's speed and his capacity, it's different. We're just really different human beings. And there's an average, but when you have someone that is below average, we sometimes give them more space. But if they don't, can't even like meet the minimum expectations, they don't stay. But in organizations where we have people who actually have more, we oftentimes say, and we cap them. And when we do that, man, the organization gets screwed, but it also makes that employee, that staff member, not feel valued, not bring their best stuff to work, not be engaged in what's happening, not be seen. And that's our fault as leaders. That's our problem as an organization.
And so, you know, if you think about it from a leader perspective, I need to spend time building a relationship and getting to know that individual and, you know, what do they want to grow into? What are their interests? What are hobbies? Right. All so that I can look at where are their opportunities and then me looking at, oh, how could I use that interest? So I can further that individual. I'm growing that individual and growing the organization. As an individual, if you're not being asked, ask. It's okay. Stop. Ask. And what will happen? Most organizations, I think most leaders would say, yeah, why are people asking? Well, they don't feel comfortable. There's lots and lots of reasons. What we have to realize is, if that person doesn't find an outlet at work, they are going to find an outlet for that.
Absolutely.
They're going to go, right? And they're going to go coach a kid's sport. They're going to go play intramurals. They're going to go do whatever that is to scratch that itch.
Yeah. Because that battery screaming at them, that full battery is saying, I got to do something with all this energy. And I think about it like this, you know, you have a toddler at home. And they want to help. So you're making dinner, you're in the kitchen and they want to help. And you can be like, shoo, 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 go away. I'm making dinner. Okay. And so then they're going to go someplace else and probably get in trouble and do some other things. Okay. But in telling them, you know, don't put your nose in this spot, go someplace else. No, you can't help mommy or you can't help daddy. You are taking, hey, their energy and their interest. And you're kind of compressing it. You're pushing it down and pushing it away. When you have an employee at work who's like, I'm interested, can I do that? Right. And you say no, or I'm too busy, I don't have time to show you, whatever that thing is, you're pushing that employee away. Well, that toddler that was all excited about helping you and copying you and wanting to be part of that, if you push them away long enough, then you're going to end up with a teenager and you say, hey, will you set the table? And you're like, not my job. Okay. Well, that same thing happens at work. If you keep saying, you know, no, 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 you're not old enough. You don't have enough experience. This is outside of your swim lane, right? All of the stuff you keep saying no to them, pretty soon they're going to stop asking. They're going to stop volunteering and they're going to stop bringing their own motivation to the table. And I do think, to be very honest with you, many organizations turn that battery down. They keep squashing it, squashing it, squashing it. So then they go, okay, I'm going to go over here. And sometimes they use it for themselves, like Scott did. Sometimes they get in trouble at work, which is a whole nother story. Okay. Because that energy has to go somewhere. And sometimes then they go to the next organization and the next organization says, yeah, we want that. And they're like, I don't believe you. I've been squished so many times. I don't believe you. And it takes a long time, if ever, for them to actually shift from the way that they had hoped work to be, to being squashed, believing that work is that way now, to going someplace else and saying, I don't believe that anymore. I believed that when I was young. I don't believe that anymore.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.